Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, October 27th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of nonprofit news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Rita Case donates $2 million to Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital and unveils the Rita and Rick Case corridor. Rita Case, president and CEO of Rick Case Automotive Group, donated $2 million to Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital to support research, education, patient care, and capital needs. In recognition of this gift, the hospital unveiled the Rita and Rick Case corridor. Case, along with leadership from Rick Case Automotive Group and Cleveland Clinic, attended the ceremony. Dr. Ross expressed gratitude for Case's ongoing support, highlighting how her gifts fuel research and innovation. Since 2016, the Case family has donated over $3 million to the hospital, supporting various initiatives. Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital has been recognized as the number one hospital in Miami-Fort Lauderdale and named on Newsweek's World's Best Hospitals list. The Rick Case Automotive Group, founded in 1962, is the nation's largest female-owned automotive dealer group in America. Rita Case was named the 2024 Time Dealer of the Year.
What Mackenzie Scott's $63 million gift means for Morgan State University. Philanthropist Mackenzie Scott's $63 million unrestricted donation to Morgan State University is more than just a gift. It signifies a vote of confidence in the institution's leadership, trajectory, and values. With a total of $103 million donated so far, Scott's support reflects the significant growth and transformation under President David K. Wilson's leadership. Wilson's tenure has seen record enrollments, new degree programs, and increased research activity, positioning Morgan to potentially achieve the Carnegie R1 classification for very high research activity. This generous donation marks a milestone in Morgan's 158-year history, showcasing the impact of Scott's support on the university's future.
Mackenzie Scott donates record $38 million to University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Philanthropist Mackenzie Scott has donated a record $38 million to the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the largest single gift in the historically black university's history. The unrestricted donation will allow the school to invest in students, faculty, and the community. The funds will be used to expand scholarships, modernize classrooms, enhance mental health services, and support programs in coastal innovation and agricultural development. This generous gift follows a previous $20 million donation in 2020, bringing Scott's total giving to UMass to $58 million. Her philanthropic efforts focus on reducing inequities in education, healthcare, and economic opportunity. This donation will have a significant impact on UMass and the Eastern Shore region, deepening the university's role in economic development and community partnerships. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.